Yeah, what didn't work tonight?
Well, you know, I thought we had way too many turnovers. We didn't manage the puck very well. It was a sloppy game. Puck was like kind of bouncing everywhere, and our execution wasn't great. I thought we had some chances. We had some chances. He made some big save, a lot of tips and stuff around the net. And but we need to have more players playing better. I think we had too many passengers tonight. And like I said in French, if we'd have more bodies, for sure some of these guys would be in the stands tonight. It's not acceptable. You have to have some consistency in the American Hockey League, and you have to work every night. It doesn't matter if you're tired; you find a way.
And do you feel like the schedule has caught up to them?
Yeah, for sure. The schedule is not easy, but every other team has to play the same amount of games and the same amount of schedule. So, for sure that these are makeup games from the COVID at Christmas, and it's part of our schedule now. So one day at a time, we just got to refocus and get ready and prepared for Wednesday.
I know there's still like the schedule still remaining busy, but you just finished a stretch of 7 games in 11 days at home. What's your overall evaluation of this part of it?
I think we let a couple slip. Against Belleville, we had the lead there, and we had the lead also against Cleveland. You know, those one really, really hurt right now after you lose. I didn't think our homestand was great. We've been playing really good at home. So, what is it, 3-4? 3-4 defeats, yeah. And, you know, we need to be better at home. So now we have to pick it up on the road here in the next 3 games.
Any benefits from going on the road right now for the players in terms of energy or trying to regroup?
Yeah. Maybe a little team, maybe the guys will get together tomorrow for a nice dinner and relax and mentally refocus. You know, sometimes when you're at home, it's a little different because you're going right home to your, to the people you love. But, I think it might be a good thing to just to get away a little bit for their mental.
Perfect. Thank you. Yeah. Finish with Jared.
Hi, Jeff. You mentioned, too many passengers and, you know, some guys not giving what you need from them. How do you balance, you know, that the schedule is a grind, you know, the guys are battling it, you know, mentally and physically. How do you balance demanding more and knowing that they might not have too much more to give?
Yeah, no, it's not easy, but, part of hockey is the mental part of it. And tonight we had the puck on our stick. We gave him the chances. Like, we absolutely gave him most of the 10 chances. It came off our stick. So those are things where it's not that hard. And fatigue has got nothing to do with that, really. You have to, you have to be concentrated and ready to play. And you can't give the other teams opportunities like that. So to me, I saw it more maybe like we said in French, maybe more of a mental fatigue than a physical fatigue. But, they've worked hard. A lot of them have worked hard. We got to find ways to win games. I mean, it's a tough schedule right now for everybody, our players, but other teams as well. So you still have to play those games and find a way to win.
Does it make it a little bit easier knowing that, the light is kind of the end of the tunnel of this crazy schedule, and it kind of gets more normal after this week?
Yeah. After these 3 games here, we got a couple of days off and we have a week to refocus. But, there are 3 important games. I mean, every game is so important right now for playoff standings. This division is very, very tight. And a lot of teams, they're all playing well. And there's a lot of good teams in our division. So, every game is very important. For us, it's just we hope to get bodies back soon so we could spread the ice time a little bit more and get some fresh legs into our lineup, when we can. So, for sure the injuries don't help right now, but hopefully we get some fresh bodies soon.